Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the By His Grace podcast. I'm your host, Misty Phillip, and I've got a great show here for you today. I am going to introduce you to the founder and podcast host of Sovereign Capital and Faith Driven Media. He's with the Faith Driven Entrepreneurs Organization. And I'm also going to talk to you about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is the Spark Christian Podcast Conference. You know, when I was at home homeschooling my kids for many years, never saw that I would become an entrepreneur. But the more I think about it, it's such an incredible opportunity for a Christian to be an entrepreneur and to make money to then support other kingdom endeavors, and just to have this free flow of money that God blesses us with, but then we can in turn bless others with it. And so, you know, I have that ability now with the Spark Christian Podcast Conference. So not only do I do that, but I get to impact the lives of countless others through Spark. God put it on my heart after I prayed, God, where does my gifting and my calling line up in this season? And you know, he put Spark on my heart, and the rest is kind of history. I was like, there's not a podcast conference? Are you serious for Christians? Christianity is the largest podcasting category on iTunes and Spotify and all the places, yet no one was servicing Christian podcasters. And I didn't really know what that was going to look like, but I said yes to God. And y'all, this is just a lesson. If God calls you to something, he is going to equip you. And you know, he has done more than I possibly could have imagined with Spark, and it's just a year old. So it was this time last year, a little bit before, in about October, when I was like, I prayed that prayer and I started the process and I called some friends and said, hey, I want to start a Christian podcast conference. What do you think? And I just got yes after yes after yes. And people just said, you know who you really need to talk to is this person, or have you thought about this person, or what about this person? And the next thing I know, I had 150 people in a room with people from the podcast industry and tons of Christian friends and people, authors and speakers and podcasters. And we just got together and had an amazing time of fellowship and equipping, and just an incredible time just a few weeks before the world shut down with the coronavirus. And I just look at God's timing for that event. It was perfect. And so many people left that event equipped to start podcasts. Relationships were formed. People became guests on other people's podcasts. Other people were sharing episodes. People's influence was growing. Authors got to share about their podcast, got to share about their books on other podcasts. And it was just an incredible experience. And we were pumped up about what was going to be next for Spark. And we had, you know, these plans. We sold tickets already for next year's event. And then Corona happened. But just in God's typical fashion, he had already gone before me and had planted the seed for me to do an online training. And so, you know, I've been working with people in a group coaching setting through masterminds and interviewing experts, and have just an amazing community of podcasters that I get to work with on a weekly basis. And then Chris Kremitzos from PodFest said, hey, Misty, would you come and bring your Spark event? Because nobody's doing a faith-based event, and he's trying to set the world record for the largest podcast conference. And he said, I'd really like you to be a part of it and, you know, bring that faith element. And so we did, and it was amazing. We broke or actually set the world record for the largest podcast event. And then I was still kind of wondering what's next. And I was looking around at the world and everything that was happening in the world. And frankly, y'all, I was starting to get a little discouraged. This year has been so difficult, so many things. I don't even need to go through all the things because you know what all the things are. It's just, it's been a rough year. And I started to feel like, God, I really need to be encouraged, because as a content creator who, you know, creates these podcasts and pours out to people all the time, my cup has to be full. And so I was talking to some of my other friends who are podcasters too, and they were really feeling discouraged as well. And I spent some quiet time with the Lord and realized, you know, this is election week and there's uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen. Actually, I'm recording this on election day, but what I do know is I know the one who is holding it all together, and that is the Lord, and none of this takes him by surprise, and he is sovereign. So I decided to host an online virtual Spark event this week. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but I wanted to give myself something else to focus on other than the election. And I also wanted to give my friends something else to focus on. I wanted to encourage them and inspire them for the work that they have to do, because God has called us and we are on a mission for him. And so no matter what is happening in the world, we have to stay on mission. And so I wanted to give people a fresh vision for 2021. Like, how do we move forward into 2021 after we've had this crazy year of 2020? And I also wanted people to stand strong. So some of the best time for podcasters, a lot of people pull back during the holidays, but a lot of people are listening to podcasts because they have time off. And so I want to encourage people to stand strong, finish 2020 well, and give them a fresh vision for 2021. And so I've got an amazing speaker lineup. I'm going to be doing two messages, one Spark Your Soul message and another three ways to market your book with a podcast. I've got Todd Cochran, who's going to talk about the state of the industry and what we can expect going forward into 2021. Mike McDonald from the Bible Project is going to talk about the power of storytelling. I've got Kate Battistelli, September McCarthy, and Jamie Erickson of the Mom to Mom podcast, and they're going to talk about working with multiple co-hosts. Sunny Galt, who's been podcasting, she's OG. She's been podcasting for like 15 years, and she's going to talk about podcasting is the new pulpit. My friend Rebecca Dotson George is going to do a session on podcast interviews, asking great questions, and preparing your guests. My amazing friend Kelly Buckner from Be Bold Academy is going to do a branding session, Be Bold with Your Brand. Matt Summerfield is talking about the three things that you need to know to win on social media. And Tanya Kubo is going to talk about the three mistakes that podcasters make when using Facebook. And I'm really excited to introduce you to my friend, Charity Ellis, who's going to talk about a post-2020 posture. Like, what is the posture that we need to take moving into 2021? My amazing MC, Dorothy Struhall, who helps me to produce the event, is going to be on hand to help me with the event. And we're going to start in worship. I'm so excited that Amber Rhodes from Gateway Church in Southlake is going to be doing virtual worship. So this is going to be a virtual event, but we're going to break into small groups and spend time together If you listen to this podcast and you think, wow, I'd like to come, tickets are still available and we would love for you to join us. So I wanted to share about the Spark event because that's my entrepreneurial experience, but it also ties in to my guest today, Henry Kastner. Henry is the founder, like I said, of Faith-Driven Entrepreneur. They host a conference. They have a podcast. They have resources for people. They just started something really amazing where they are bringing faith-based investors together with people that have faith-driven businesses. Henry is the co-founder and partner at Sovereign Capital, which is a private equity and venture capital management company that invests in faith-driven entrepreneurs in Southeast Asia and the U.S. from its offices in Silicon Valley, Washington, D.C., Jakarta, Indonesia. Prior to co-founding Sovereign Capital, Henry was the co-founder and previous CEO and then chairman of Bandwidth.com. So we have an incredible conversation about what it's been like for entrepreneurs throughout this year and kind of what he sees as the future for entrepreneurs, faith-based entrepreneurs, and the impact that we can have in the kingdom. So I encourage you to check out the work that they're doing at faithdrivenentrepreneur.org and listen in to my conversation with Henry. Henry, I am so excited to have you on the By His Grace podcast today. Would like to start off by asking you about COVID-19. It's rocked our world and it has changed the way we do things. So I'd like to know from your perspective, how have you seen God working in the midst of COVID?
Oh gosh, what an incredible year for a Christ follower to be out there and to be alive. Of course, in before time, God knew that this was going to be a year of a pandemic, and He also knew that we're going to be on the ground through it. And it's been for me, and I think for so many other people, it's been one of just adjusting but also looking for the areas of opportunity. There are so many different ways to be able to be an effective Christian witness that I think vastly surpasses the experience that we'd had as a family, maybe, you know, the 3 to 5 year time period right before. It's much easier to be able to love our neighbors. So many people where we live in California are worried and they're concerned, and that's the case everywhere else. And so it just gives so much of a better opportunity for us to really reach out and love them, and hopefully to be able to do that in a relationship where we get a chance to share why we have the hope that we have. I care very much, as you know, about entrepreneurship, and what a great opportunity to lean into new opportunities in the marketplace. There are problems to be solved. This is a year of accelerated opportunity that lots of us are leaning into and adjusting. Entrepreneurs tend to be have more of an opportunity to pivot. So this has been an incredible year. And yet, as we were talking right before we went on live, this has been a real year of immense challenge for so many people. And we have to be mindful of that. But with that comes more of an opportunity to love and to serve and, again, bear witness.
Yeah, I have a friend who always talks about out of adversity comes innovation. And I think that we definitely have the potential for that this year. So since you are passionate about faith-based entrepreneurs, I have a question for you. What do you think the world would be like if faith-based entrepreneurs were all in for Jesus and really partnered with God in both in their faith and in their business to make an impact in the world?
Well, it'd be an amazing thing. I think that God's kingdom would come about on earth as it is in heaven. I think that if everybody was all in, we're talking about tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Christian entrepreneurs and business owners around the world being fully activated to being cultural change agents. And they would be leaning into their faith more. They'd understand that they've got a unique spot in society to be able to be leaders. They would have an identity that's not of them being the hotshot business owner or entrepreneur, that they lean into the fact that their identity ultimately is as being a beloved child of God. Their identity would be in Christ, and that out of that identity would come just a desire to bring all they are, their giftings, their talents, their experience to the altar as their meaningful form of worship. they would understand that they have an opportunity to be able to be this winsome witness. They would do their work with excellence, because so much of the Bible points to doing excellent work. And the one of my favorite writers is a guy named Francis Schaeffer, who effectively says it's to the degree that we do our work well that we have an opportunity to witness and be heard. So what would happen? You'd find lots of people walking much closer to Jesus, both those that are entrepreneurs, but then those that they influence, because they want to know what makes that person tick. And then the entrepreneurs, of course, would be able to tell them what.
Yeah, that's so good. So what are your best tips for faith-based entrepreneurs that want to have an impact today?
So the best tip, so we have this website, you probably know, Faith-Driven Entrepreneur, and in it we have these 8 marks of things that a faith-driven entrepreneur, a Christian that's leading a business, might really lean into. So the tips come from, one, leaning into the fact that we are called to create. We're creating the image of a God who worked 6 out of 7 days, and his work, according to the Gospel of John, continues to this day. So that's number one. Second one, and I mentioned it before, is identity in Christ. Not as this hotshot business owner that's growing at 20% month over month, but one that really, first off, receives the gift of life and just understands that what God has done for them. And out of that comes this sense of gratitude as their overwhelming drive and force for what they do. Next tip I'd give is one that we have an opportunity to be a steward rather than an owner. It's God's business, which conveys a sense of responsibility that's very, very important. And also, as it is God's business, the biblical message, generosity pours in that. Money drives so many entrepreneurs. The question is, when we have success in business, what does that mean? And hopefully we come to understand that since it was God's business and the dividends are his, we have this great opportunity to commune with God in giving away and or investing our investment assets in other entrepreneurs that are looking to honor God. So that's another thing. Another tip is excellence. We talked about that a little bit before. Others, ministry in doing ministry indeed, loving on our partners or vendors or customers, employees, loving our communities. Ministry in words, a big part of it, of course. Another thing is that maybe the biggest tip I'd give is for an entrepreneur to be conscious of this tension that we all experience between being willful and faithful. I own a business together with a business partner called Bandwidth, and it's been around for 20 years. And as we went back and we reflected on our time together, we saw times where we saw incredible opportunities of God's blessing. And then also we saw other times that were very, very lean. And we came to remember how we were in those times. And the times where we were being faithful, God blessed the business. And this isn't a prosperity gospel. It's just a reflection on 20 years of times where we were being, at times, really willful. We were really willful at the beginning of our careers about trying to raise money. And through the grace of God, we went over 40 in venture raises. So grateful for that time. But as we reflected on this, my business partner and best friend David went back and said, gosh, it's just like the Bible. It's Saul was supposed to wait on Samuel before he went off in the battle, but he's willful and he went off anyway and it didn't go well with him. But Gideon was remarkably faithful and before he went off in the battle, and that worked. But that we can also, as entrepreneurs, be willful in our passivity too. David stayed behind when kings go off to war, and that didn't work out well. And so that be maybe my biggest tip, is just endeavor to understand when are we being willful and when are we being faithful.
That's so good. So in terms of, we've had a crazy year for 2020, we're approaching the end of the year and looking forward into 2021, what do you see are some potential opportunities for entrepreneurs to grow both in their business and in their faith?
Well, gosh, there's always opportunities in any time, in any season, to be able to get down on our knees and endeavor to understand God's plan for our life. One of the things that's helped me in that is that I'm in a daily Bible study and have been now for 4.5 years with a group of folks. And we look at a chapter in the Bible every day and are able to respond via group text of something we are to know and be and do. And we've done that together in times of prosperity, and we've done that in times of turmoil, as where we are right now. And God's got something special for us in in all different seasons. Every different season's rich. I'd say maybe, in my experience, maybe particularly this year, because there's no real opportunity to go on cruise control, right? It's not like everybody's flourishing all around, and so you just it's game on. It's game on, and it's actually pretty motivating. Now, not in a glib way, because so many people are going through some real turmoil. People are their families that have sick family members, or families that can't visit loved ones, lots of different things that I don't need to tell your audience about. But this is an exciting year for a Christ follower, I believe.
I agree completely. One of the things that I always encourage people to do is pray and seek God about their gifting and their talent and in the season, because I believe, like you said, we all have work to do. We are created for a purpose. We can co-labor with our Creator, and He's given us gifts, and they're unique gifts to each of us. And that looks different in different seasons of life. So I am encouraging people to stand strong through the remainder of 2020 and have a fresh vision for 2021. So Henry, I appreciate your time. We will put the links where people can find you and all of the work that you are doing with faith-based entrepreneurs. And we really thank you for your time
today. I'm really grateful, Misty. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for loving on your audience the way you do. And thanks for inviting me in.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.